Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, with the blockbuster trades going down, you know I had to bring in my guy, Ty the Pod Guy. So he's in the building. So we're going to chop it up about that. Also, Jimmy Butler, the soccer continues. And then All-Star Reserves. We'll talk about that as well. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And for this episode, I had to bring in the big dogs. So in the studio here with me, Ty the Pod Guy. What's happening, my man?
What's going on, GD? How are we feeling?
Everything is good, man. Everything is good. I can't complain.
Good, man.
Busy in the NBA, a lot of stuff going on, and then
this weekend,
the two bombshells that hit. We gonna hit that first, but
absolutely.
Sending happy birthday wishes to you, man. You just had
thank you.
So gonna appreciate give me your love as far as that goes.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt. Without any further delay, let's get right into it. So I was checking out the Knicks game. Actually, I was watching listening to it on radio, and you know the Knicks lost to the Lakers. But after the game, LeBron goes and has his dinner with the family and everything, and then the news comes down, Luka Doncic going to the Lakers in exchange for, well, let me give you the particulars. AD is out. He's with the Dallas Mavericks now. So Shams Charania, he's your Woj, you know how
he's the new Woj
man now. So
right.
So here's the trade. So Dallas will get Anthony Davis. Also, Max Christie is going there with him, their 3-and-D guy. Mm-hmm. Also, a 2029 first round pick that the Lakers own. And then for the Lakers, they're getting Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. You're also getting Maxi Kleber, also 6'10 guy. So he's like a long, he's a stretch four. And Markieff Morris, I even know he's still playing. So he went also in that deal. And then they involved the third team, the Utah Jazz, just to get rid of salary, I guess, for the Jazz to pick up some more draft picks. They got Jalen Hood-Schifino, and then they got two 2025 second-round picks, one from the Clippers and one from Dallas Mavericks. So that's the trade that they got. So with that said, what are your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts on the trade. I was chilling at the house and my boys actually hit me in the group chat, and they sent the ESPN link. And you know, links now, you always if you send a link now, you know that the basically like the heading picture shows up. And so the picture just showed, all I seen, I didn't even see my boys' message. All I seen was Luka in a Lakers uniform and AD in a Mavs uniform. And I said, now what in the blue? What is happening here? And then I started to read. Then I started to get into it. And I was like, wait, what? I'm not going to lie, G. I really thought Luka was going to, at least before he was going to leave, and I didn't even think he was going to leave, but in the event that he may have left in maybe the next couple years or anything before this even occurred, I thought he was going to stay there for a minute, maybe win a championship, get them still into the playoffs. Him and Kyrie had something going, I thought. You know, their chemistry was getting there. Their flow was getting tight. Like, everything just looked, the Mavs just looked like a perennial threat to OKC. But and as you reported, as for LeBron and, you know, Anthony Davis and for Luka to kind of feel like or to know like this was a blindside, nobody knew. I was like, that's the ugly nature of business. Yeah. When it comes to sports business, it doesn't matter if you're a LeBron James, you know, you can be worth $1 billion and you still might not know if you get traded. And LeBron James is LeBron James. So he has that luxury. He's a one of one. So, but you know, in the event, I was just like, gee, it's up for everybody. You know, like if Luka can get traded with this possible $350+ million deal he was looking to sign in the next 5 years, right? Because he was balling, like, and I think my thing is everybody's harping on the conditioning of it all. Yeah, he doesn't play defense. I've been very vocal about that. Yes, he does not condition. I think those are the two things that we as sports fans and fanatics and commentators have said about him and just fans of the game. However, everybody's trying to compare him to Zion Williamson now, G. I keep hearing this comparison of him and Zion and why is Zion still with the Pelicans and I'm like, well, first of all, relax. The Lakers traded for a five-time All-Star, five-time All-Pro, like NFL, but I mean, damn near, right? A five-time All-NBA. Same, if you want to put them in the same category, right? All-time NBA. He led the league in scoring last year. He was a scoring champion. He got them to the finals last year. The Lakers won. The Lakers won.
Yes. I agree with that. I agree with that. And, you know, I was watching the guys on First Take, and Stephen A., he thinks Dallas in the interim won because they're getting AD, which, you know, that is true. They're getting a guy they can slide. Now he can go to the four like he's been crying about. He doesn't like playing center. And Charles Barkley actually says he doesn't know why he cries about it. It's only a couple of good centers in the league now.
It's like, I think if you're not a Jokic or
Embiid,
and heck, even a Giannis who plays the four and the five and doesn't complain about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at Anthony Davis.
Interchangeable,
And that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at Anthony Davis, and I'm like, you could be such a versatile big. You could have been one of the best versatile bigs to play the four and the five. Hell, maybe even the three in some cases. But you can play the four and the five, no problem. Yes, the four is your primary position. You've ate off that. We know you for that. But you also won the championship primarily playing the five to a degree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Dwight Howard was there, but he was.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Dwight Howard was that great assist backup. Like, like, if you could get the, like, if there was a better six-man center, Dwight Howard was that. He could still get your buckets. He could still get your rebounds. He could get up and down the court. The thing that I will say about the Mavericks are definitely about, I think, are about to sink maybe more and gel more, right? Because, to your point, AD doesn't have to cry about being in the five center position no more. Yeah. He can be at the four, at the power four position, has natural position, right? I do think still, to a degree, with Kyrie and AD and that whole Maverick squad, I think they are still a major threat. Still, to a point. It could and like they say, it is good. Like Stephen A said this morning, it is good to a degree for the Mavericks, because they got they they initially kind of got their big, right? They kind of got their cat, right? Their Karl Anthony Towns with a lot more experience. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hats off, tip off to the Mavs. They didn't want to pay that. In my mind, they really did not want to pay that money.
Right. Now, here's a question I'll pose because somebody brought it up. Because you know Mark Cuban sold, like, you know, majority of the franchise.
Yep.
If Mark Cuban's the majority owner, does he make that trade?
Mark Cuban doesn't.
I agree.
Mark Cuban does not.
No.
Mark Cuban was on Club Shay Shay not too long ago praising Luka's name.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, he sold majority stake, but he praised Luka's name. He said so much great things about Luka, how Luka was changing the Mavericks franchise. If Mark Cuban was still majority owner, he would. Mark Cuban will be. First of all, Mark Cuban is having a fit right now.
Oh, I'm sure privately.
I can't even imagine how he's feeling right now. Like, why would you trade him for? And I'm not saying it was a bad trade, G, but we're talking about a 25-year-old Luka and a 32-year-old AD?
31.
He'll be 32 soon. Okay, so a 31 going on 32 AD, who, as we have said probably for the last maybe 6 years of his career, just 6 years of his career, all I've heard is AD, when he's healthy, is one of the top five, top seven players in the league. When he's healthy. And he hasn't been
always healthy. That caveat.
It's always that caveat. So it's like, when he's healthy, he's on. That's it. Even this season, he's having a fantastic season. When he's healthy, he's on. But I always call him Mr. Glass because I'm scared he might shatter. So, yes, the Mavericks do have a solid, phenomenal pickup in Anthony Davis, and I think they're going to be better with him.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to work in their scheme.
Yeah.
But if you talk to me just player for player, skill for skill, the Lakers got what they needed, plus they got their star for the next decade.
For the next decade, yeah. Yeah,
because what have we known about the Lakers, G, for eons? They want that star player. They have to have that star. Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You got to have that star.
Yeah.
And LeBron's about to leave, G.
Yeah, because – and I heard this girl on Instagram – Ashley Neville, and she was saying that who's to say LeBron doesn't opt out of his player option and go to Dallas?
Exactly.
Stop. Go to Dallas. So I'm like,
because this could all be a whole ploy of Kyrie AD.
Yeah. That's my blow.
Oh shit! Is this a joke? Did we just break this down?
Plus, I mean, remember that GM over there, Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd were there in L.A. Oh. They were there in L.A. when they won the bubble chip.
Right.
So,
could there be a freaking possibility that LeBron James opts out of his contract with the Lakers and goes to Dallas to play with Kyrie and Anthony Davis?
Yeah. That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Oh my! That didn't even cross my mind until the thought crossed my mind again.
Yeah. I didn't think about it even till I. She's kind of connected. You know, she does report it on the NBA and stuff. So
because now the dots is dotting, G. Now the dots is dotting. Now shit is connected. The Lakers now have their star.
Right.
And okay, let's see what happens with our future star and our past star. who still got it.
Right.
At 40. And here's the thing. I've been saying this for a while, G.
Yeah.
LeBron is at 40. If we're the Lakers and we're still saying LeBron is our best player at 40, I'm not saying that's a bad thing to say. What I'm saying is the man is 40 plus years old.
Yeah.
The man, he can't do it like he did in the East, where he's taking you to 10 straight finals.
Yeah.
That anomaly is gone. That is it. I've always said he needs a future star. Now, I was looking at it in the terms of he may stay with the Lakers for the next 2 years, may win a championship with Luka, see where that goes. But now I'm thinking, okay, Kyrie signs for maybe another 2 years. AD re's up.
Yeah.
LeBron goes there for maybe a year or two, maybe another year.
Mm-hmm.
But then wait, whoa.
Yeah.
What happened to Bronny?
That's my thought. That is my thought. What happens to Bronny? Do they just eat that money and release him?
Oh, come on. No.
And then he ends up somehow in Dallas? I don't know. That's where it gets a little fuzzy.
But. That's where it gets fuzzy. Because now I'm like, if that's the, because in my mind, that's the logical explanation. In my mind, that's a logical thing of, okay, and we've been here for so long, Kyrie, AD, LeBron, got to make it happen. We're going to try to make it happen. Yeah. You got Luka. The Lakers are probably saying, thank you, LeBron. You know what? All right.
Mind blown.
Yo. Let's move on, G. We gonna stay on this topic. I'll say this last thing. And I'm done. Yeah.
Okay.
G, if we get a Kyrie, AD, LeBron with Bronny in Dallas next year, LeBron has the NBA in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Don't tell me no more lies.
Yeah.
Don't tell me LeBron don't know. Don't tell me, it was a shock to him. I'm telling you now, G, LeBron take his ass to Dallas and goes to the Mavericks and AD re-up, Kyrie re-up, that squad re-up, and Bronny just sneak his ass up in there. Don't tell me this man don't got the NBA in the palm of his hand. I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm done with Mr. Bron James.
Well, we will see what happens, but it's a lot to look at there, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. My last thing on this was, you know, of course, Stephen A. dancing around the idea of LeBron opting out, you know, doing this trade, which I doubt he does. Talk about either Golden State or the Knicks, which we know that ain't
Stephen A. You've been spouting this LeBron to the Knicks because that man went to Cleveland.
Yeah, but he kills him at every turn. So that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Because he's not a Nick. G. He's not a Nick.
You and I know that.
If he was a New York Nick, yeah. I kid you not, Stephen A. Smith. Now I don't know if he would say he'd go over Michael Jordan, but boy, would he kiss the water that LeBron James walks on if that man was a Nick and if he could bring him just one. If he got into the finals.
He would change that goat talk.
He would change it. So, man, Stephen ain't got to stop. Love you, Stephen.
Exactly. He needs to stop. So, all right. So, we chewed on that. Let's
continue. Man, that is crazy.
Now, how about this three-way deal that took place? De'Aaron Fox, he wanted to go to to the Spurs. You know, he put it out in the atmosphere and they acquiesce.
Wait, De'Aaron Fox is a Spurs now?
He's a Spur now. This is the deal that went down. This went down after the LeBron deal. And
what is going on?
Yeah, I think this trade deadline could be a bit crazy. Because remember, you still got Jimmy Butler. We'll talk about him in a minute. But here's how it went down. The San Antonio Spurs are getting De'Aaron Fox and also from Sacramento, Jordan McClain. Yeah. And then for the Sacramento Kings, they get Zach LaVine. Now, the Chicago had put Zach LaVine on the shelf, knowing that they were going to trade him at the deadline. So
right,
they do just that. So he goes to Sacramento where he reunites with DeMar DeRozan. You know, they played together in Chicago.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. That was a great tandem. I liked it.
Yeah, so Sac is getting Zach LaVine, Sidy Sukho from East from the San Antonio Spurs, and they're getting all these draft picks, about 3 first rounders and 3 second rounders. One from the Charlotte Hornets first round, then 2027 San Antonio Spurs, and then 2031 the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, and then the 3 second round picks also for this year from Chicago, 2028 from Denver, and then their own pick in that same year that they got from Chicago in another deal. So Sacramento loading up. They're becoming like OKC, loading up on these draft picks. And then Chicago gets Zach Collins. Seemed like he's always getting dealt. Zach Collins from San Antonio. Trey Jones, who was expendable. He was a backup point guard. Kevin Huerter from the Sacramento Kings. So he goes now to Chicago, and then they get a first-round pick. Actually, it was their own pick that they got from San Antonio. So
gotcha.
Yeah, so how you like De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio?
De'Aaron Fox, and what now? Is Chris Paul still there?
Chris Paul is still there, so more likely than not, Chris Paul goes to the second unit.
To the second unit, which is a great thing.
So you'll have De'Aaron Fox in there with the rookie Stephon Castle.
Wimby, my God.
Yeah.
That is a team that will be scary in the they will be OKC in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Like with Wimby's talent, De'Aaron Fox is literally an unstoppable force. Mm. You have Chris Paul's leadership.
Yeah.
And I know every team that probably Chris Paul goes to, I know they want to probably win it for him. He's just a class act. I just think that's the man that he is. So if he stays with them maybe for another year, you could look at the Spurs being a potential threat in the West, a potential dark horse. Hell, I say they're a potential dark horse now. In the West right now. So this pickup looks.
I think they're on the outside of playing right now, but you bring in De'Aaron Fox, you know, that can change your fortune.
Speed up the offense a little bit, get the offense moving. What we know about the NBA now is the tempo is high. You gotta move. You gotta be able to run up and down the court. Suicides. I see a lot of people don't be doing suicides no more.
Right.
I see suicides is not a thing no more. I remember we used to do suicides in gym. Boy, don't play. Get your stamina together because you're going to have to run up and down the court. That is literally one of the primary functions of basketball. That's what sometimes I have the problem with the Lakers. Not trying to go back to them, but like that's one of the problems I have with the Lakers. They don't play a lot of defense and they don't get down the court for real.
And you just traded one of your best defenders.
Exactly.
So when you
see an OKC or you see now a De'Aaron Fox and a Wimby on a Spurs team that probably is going to play a little bit more high octane office. Yeah. You have to be able to get down the court. Yeah. If you can't get down the court, it's lights out. And that's what it is. Now it's just not the pick and pop or the three-point shot no more. It's the pick and pop, three-point shot. And if your ass can't get down court, oh, we going to go at the rim. So yep. I'm excited about the De'Aaron Fox move. I knew he definitely wanted kind of out of Sacramento. I didn't know where he wanted to go specifically, but that Spurs move with Wimby, I think they will be a perfect pick and roll tandem. The way I look at Kyrie and AD is the same way I look at De'Aaron Fox and Wimby, just on a more younger, more time to grow scale.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And right now they are two games out of the play-in. So,
They got time.
You know, they got to leapfrog. Actually, the Sacramento Kings, they got to leapfrog them. They got to leapfrog Golden State Warriors, who they're doing at the trade deadline. So a lot happening. And of course, prayers up for Greg Popovich. You know, he's still out. You know, he's suffering. Oh.
Prayers for Greg P.
But his interim coach is doing a fine job there, all things considered. So
nice.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. Jimmy Butler.
Lord have mercy.
The gift that keeps giving.
You know, I've been avoiding this topic on my show, G.
Yeah, I know. You have to talk about it because the trade deadline is coming up. So it's the high noon is coming soon. So the latest is now says he won't resign if he's traded to either the Golden State Warriors or the Memphis Grizzlies. He's got his blinders on and he's looking solely at the Phoenix Suns. But a lot has to happen for that to come to fruition. You got to get Bradley Beal to waive his no trade. Bradley Beal and LeBron James are the only people with no trades. Go figure that one out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he would have to get him to waive his no trade, but Bradley Beal wants to go to Milwaukee. So you're going to have to involve maybe a fourth team in order to get this done. So I have no love lost, you know. You can't miss flights. You can't wear these sneakers, you know, sneakers that looks like they're Spurs sneakers. You can't do that stuff. Come on. You got to be professional. And then you got a guy like Shaquille O'Neal defending his every action. Come on, Shaquille.
You know what? Shaq got to stop. Shaq be pissing me off sometimes. His big ass got to stop. His big ass got to stop defending. Like, I heard him on TNT, and I'm sitting there like, wait, are you Shaq? What?
Defending foolishness.
Wait, what? Not you. Not Mr. Perfect. Not Mr. Professional yourself. Are you serious? Like, well,
and you're defending the ridiculous beef he has with Dwight Howard. I was supposed to cover that on a few episodes ago.
That's so stupid is what I'll call that. That's this idiotic bull jive in words of Shannon Sharp.
It's more one-sided. It's not Howard.
It's literally not. It's literally more one-sided because Kenny and Shaq and Ernie called this man Superman.
You should be mad at Kenny Smith.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you got to be. Not with this young man.
Man, again, Shaq to me sometimes acts like a big kid in a grown big ass man's body. Like, I'm like, you cannot be this hypocritical right now, and it's contradicting. But in the event, as you said, I completely 100% agree with you. Jimmy Butler is being very unprofessional in how you go about handling this. Now, I understand a lot of the NBA superstars are divas. Hell, a lot of the NBA stars to prospects and rookies are divas themselves, G. I understand it. They some divos. However, there is a way, or I guess there was a way, in how you just conduct business. If you want to trade and you've done what Jimmy Butler's done for the Miami Heat, got them to 2 NBA finals in 4 years, I think you go about it in a way that's not disrespectful and that's not optic-wise making you look stupid. Because why, to be completely frank, why would I sit here and trade for you when you're missing flights, you're missing games, you're sitting here doing petty stuff, you're getting suspended left and right. Now, I did think that one of your suspensions was a little egregious at first, but then you started doing just continuing the dumb shit. And then it's like, okay, when you continue bullshit, consequences come around with that. And you can't be mad at the consequences or going to the players union and asking them to look at everything. No, no. Like, we... In sports, we treat a lot of the stars like grown-ass kids. And I'm like, why? Why are we treating these grown-ass men who are having babies and marriages and all of this shit, life experiences, all of this shit? Why are we treating them like grown-ass kids? Why are we allowing them to have these temper tantrums like this? Gee, this, I don't think you would have never got it. Listen, I remember the Pistons winning the championship in 04. If anybody in that Pistons team was acting a damn fool, they would have got checked immediately or sent off the team.
There's your problem right there. You don't have the veterans in there to kind of get these guys in line.
But gee, he the vet.
He's the vet. Yeah.
So if my vet is acting like this, I can't even think about his name. 20 years with the Heat.
Haslam.
Jesus. Haslam. Yes, Udonis Haslam. I had his name in my head, but I thought I was wrong. I was right. Udonis Haslam. Yeah, 20 years.
Right.
I'm sitting there like, bring Udonis Haslam as an assistant coach or something. Put these former players in these positions because obviously the vets are not doing it. Again, LeBron is about to go, G. LeBron is about to go. Steph is about to go. Draymond, as much as we don't like him sometimes, is about to go. All of the vets that have been here are about to head out the door. And we are about to be in a generation. And clip me up. We are about to be in a generation of grown-ass man babies playing in sports. Not just the NBA, but also in the NFL.
Yeah, this coddling of these guys
is not
doing your franchise any good.
And I'm glad Pat Riley's standing on business, G.
I agree. I'm not
gonna lie to you.
You know,
we understand that we just said it earlier in the show. The non-sexy part about sports, is particularly about the NBA, is the business side.
It's the business.
We just talked about how Luka got traded like that, no problem. Nothing, like it was nothing. He's one of the top three players in the world. In the world. Top three in the NBA, no cap. And he got gone. So it's like, what makes you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Demi.
I can't.
You're not on the level of a Luka. You're not on the level of a Jokic or a Giannis. People don't speak about you in that way. Now, are you a top 20, 25? Absolutely. I get that. I get that.
Well, he's one of you guys say when healthy.
Yeah, when healthy. Right, same thing. When healthy, yes. You're a top, like you top 10, top, sometimes top five, especially in the playoffs, you that man.
In the playoffs, you bring it.
You are cash money gold. But yeah. we have to stop with the coddling.
Mm.
Big ass grown ass man babies. And we coddle them.
I agree.
That's why I'm that and again, that's why I'm loving Pat Riley standing on business and not really giving Jimmy Butler that thing that every team sometimes has. Gee, you've seen it probably more than I have over just the last 10 years. This trend of just teams kind of letting the players do what they want to do. And if you want to trade, then we're just going to get a trade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
James Harden has been known for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
James Harden has been known for that. If I don't want to be here, I'm out.
We just saw it with De'Aaron Fox, you know.
Right.
He was unhappy. And also, too, he had the Supermax coming up. So you got to figure that in.
And there you go. And the money comes into play, too. Again, it's business, G. But again, I don't think De'Aaron Fox, and correct me if I'm wrong, G, I don't think De'Aaron Fox is going around not trying to play for his team.
No. Right? I was going to get to that.
I don't think he didn't
half-ass it. You know, he's out there busting his tail. He was out there.
And that's why I feel like if you're a star player, superstar player, and that's what De'Aaron Fox is, if you have that cachet and if you feel that way, you don't change up the game because I always feel the optics are on you. The other team is on you. When you're playing the game of basketball, football, but in this particular sense, when you're playing the game of basketball, that is your resume.
Yeah.
That is your resume. That is how people are seeing you. Seeing if you are right for the job, if you're right for the Spurs, if you're right for Wembanyama, right?
Because
as much as you want to go there, they got to see if you're a good fit here.
Okay.
And it's the same with Jimmy. G, it's the same with Jimmy. You want to go to Phoenix so bad. Well, shit, maybe they don't want to give up Bradley Beal right now. Maybe they don't want to give him up. Maybe they do to a degree, but maybe they don't want to give him up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want to trade nothing right now. Then what? What if Phoenix says no? Huh? What if Phoenix says, we good? Trouble.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Then what? Because you got to stay there.
That's it.
He got to stay there, right, G?
Right.
So what? Then what?
If I know Pat Riley, if the trade deadline goes through and he can't move Jimmy, he suspends him for the rest of the year.
That's it.
He suspends him for the rest of the year.
Because you're not going to make a mockery and disrespect my franchise.
And especially you're not going to be a cancer in my locker room.
Wait, G, facts. Especially when Tyler Hero, and I know we're going to get to it, just made the damn All-Star game.
Well, yeah, we going to talk about that, yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, and we're not doing terrible. We not where we want to be. Well, we not terrible right now. We still in contention for something right now. We still contending for something. We still in playoff hunt. And you doing this.
Yeah.
You the vet, and I think this is why it's irking me so much, because you the vet, G. You the vet in the locker room, and you acting like the ultimate Devo right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. No question.
I'm done. I'm out.
Hey, I agree. So we'll see what happens with Jimmy come Thursday. If I had to guess.
Jimmy, do better.
I wish I could guess. I think it's Phoenix or nothing. At this point, it's Phoenix or nothing.
Do you think he goes to Phoenix? Do you think as much as you know the game, as much as I know you know the game, and all the intricacies, the ins and outs, Do you think that he goes to Phoenix and Pat Riley gets it done?
If it happens, it's going to be a complicated deal. It's going to take more than three teams, I think.
Yeah.
To get it done.
I got you.
Yeah, it'll be like a Utah coming in to add this and add that.
Like a four-team deal type thing.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be an easy deal. So, yeah. But
yeah, that's true.
We'll see. And then All-Star Reserves. We'll do that, and then I'll get you out of here. So we have our All-Star Reserves in the West. The product of the trade, Anthony Davis. He'll be representing. Well, actually.
Will he be representing LA or the Mavericks?
That's a good question. Well, they'll be wearing East and West uniforms.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
I guess when they announce him, they have to say
that. From the Dallas Mavericks, Anthony.
That's going to be weird. Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
He's in. Victor Wembanyama, of course, gets in for the first time.
Nice.
AD, that's his 10th time. Jaren Jackson Jr., he makes it in for his second time. Anthony Edwards, no surprise there for his third time.
Nice.
James Harden, I didn't see that one coming, guys. He makes it in. It's his 11th.
Really?
Yeah. Alperen Sengun for the Houston Rockets. I didn't think they'll have representation, but Houston Rockets, they're going to have somebody in there. Sengun makes it for the first time. And then this one I should have knew, but somehow every year I forget somebody. Jalen Williams for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He makes
it. Oh, nice. Nice.
That's your West, guys.
That's solid.
For the East, Jalen Brown, of course, he makes it in.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley makes it in for the first time.
Oh, let's go. E Money.
Yep. Pascal Siakam, I call this.
Oh, let's go.
Darius Garland makes it in for the time. I call that as well. Damian Lillard, you know he's going to make it.
Of course.
And Tyler Hero, as you said. And then from your Detroit Pistons,
let's go.
Cunningham. By the way, congratulations to your Detroit Pistons. They're playing some competitive ball, man, all season. I got to give it to you.
G, when I tell you, you know how I chewed out my Pistons last year. I came on your show last year and I chewed them up and spit them out.
Yeah.
Because they just did so terrible last year. And they knew it. The whole NBA world knew it. It was embarrassing. And it's just like, for us, when I remember us having Andre Drummond, we weren't the best team in the league. But we always snuck into the playoffs. Even if it was the 8 or 7 seed, we always snuck into it somehow. Yeah, we didn't make it far, but we always snuck into the postseason somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
For us to have that record last year, I was devastated. I said, that was terrible. So to now have a pretty decent to okay team where I'm like, this is a solid team. I'm not mad. This is solid. And to have Kay Cunningham in the All-Star game for this is his first time, right, G?
First time.
I'm very excited excited for that. That representation is huge. So, yeah, man, let's go Detroit, man.
Yes. I think the two things for your Detroit Pistons. Number one, Kate was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, you brought in a professional coach in J.B. Bickerstaff. I thought that you guys.
I mean, G, we needed that because Monty Williams was just taking the money. That's all he was doing.
His heart wasn't in it. And what I like about J.B. Bickerstaff, what he did, he instilled confidence in Jaden Ivey.
Yep.
and that kid was playing until, you know, he sustained
the injury. Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Jay Ivey is he's a smooth brother.
He can play in this league.
He can play, he just
needed a chance. He needed a coach that believed in him. Mm-hmm. So, and JB did that. So definitely my hat's off to that, to him for that, you know.
Can I ask you who are the East All-Stars? Because I believe the West All-Stars, the starting five. I believe the West All-Stars is the starting five.
Right here.
I believe the West All-Stars is
it is Jokic, Joker, LeBron, KD,
Steph,
SGA,
and SGA Steph. And Steph,
And people are like, oh, Steph shouldn't. Kendrick Perkins said Steph shouldn't be in the All-Star game. I said, you smoking that good stuff, KP.
Well, why not?
Of course he's going to be there. It's in Golden State. It's in the San Francisco area. Of course.
Why
he's
not?
Gonna... Yeah. I was like, well, I don't know what he's talking about with that. But
Anywho.
Yeah. Who's
the starters for the East?
The starters for the East? Glad you asked. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis, yeah.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tate, yeah. JT.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Big Cat, let's go.
Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, let's go.
My guy, Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, JBZ.
Yes, buddy. Oh, man. Yeah,
hey, that's gonna be a good All-Star game. I think the East might have it, G.
Yeah.
I'm just going off of the roster.
They might.
Because Evan Mobley might be a.
Oh, wait a second. You know they're doing that new format now. That's why.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, they're right. That new format. Right. Never mind.
It's round robin. It's four teams. So basically, the East roster and the West roster, they're going to be able to draft from there. In fact, that's happening this Thursday at 6:30 on TNT.
Ain't nobody. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be Team Shaq, Team Charles, and Team Kenny. So.
All right. Yay, All-Star game.
Yeah, and then your fourth team is the winner out of the Rising Stars Challenge, because you know they're the ones who do it that way,
right?
So
right,
yeah. So and then the GM for that will be Candace Parker. So
shout out to KP, shout out to CP,
CP,
yes. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so. But that All Star game is gonna be lit. I think that's a nice roster. I'm tired of them switching up the formats every year. Choose a format, stick with it.
I know. We'll like see this, how this one is.
I hope this one works. I don't. Are they still doing the dunk contest? Are we still doing
the dunk contest? Okay. They haven't announced who's going to be in it yet, so we'll see what happens with that. The 3-point contest and the skills, of course.
Okay.
So that's Saturday, so we'll see what happens with that. So
yeah, I think the East might got it. You know what I'm saying? Jokic look good though. Jokic might be going for that. He might be going for that second.
Mm-hmm.
He going for that second. He want that second title. I'm not mad at him. Him and Giannis, they want that title, boy. And I ain't mad at him. If they get into the finals, that's the finals that I'll watch.
Milwaukee and Denver. Of course, your larger markets won't be happy with that. But
they'll be all right.
That'll be a nice series, though.
Yeah, that'll be a beautiful series. Well, I mean, shoot. The Lakers got Luka now. You know, the Lakers got Luka now, and they still got LeBron until he goes to, you know, Dallas, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you still got two of the best players on your squad. So, you know, the larger markets will be all right. Yeah. Because, I mean, the smaller markets have some of the biggest stars. So you cannot be mad if you're a larger market with just stars.
No question. So All right, so I'm going to get you out of here then. Thank you for coming on the show.
Much of course, man. Thank you.
Always. Tell people how they can get to you. I have it in the scroll, but tell them anyway.
Make sure that y'all follow me at Who Is Tyronza on Instagram. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Tyronza D Hicks on YouTube. That's where you can find clips from my podcast. And you can check out my website, Epic Echo Pro, to check out my network and all of our podcasts right there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right, my brother. Thank you for coming on as always.
Appreciate you.
And we'll get you on another time or two before the season's out.
Absolutely, G. Appreciate you, man.
Okay. All right.
Have a good one.
To my listeners there, I thank you for being on as always and watching. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. Of course, there, all my episodes are there, so you can get those, my shorts as well. Support buttons, guys. When I bring on talent like my man here, help your boy out. So my support buttons are there. Buy me a coffee. My PayPal's there. Also, my Spotify donate. And then my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. And I'm on all the podcast platforms, YouTube. I'm there as well. So check me out there. Also, socials. I ain't messing with too much these days. TikTok, I'm still riding with that. I done changed the algorithm, so I'm good.
Nice.
IG, I'm still on that. Facebook, not so much. Twitter, I'm done with it. Blue Sky, I'm on that. And then I'm still figuring out fan base, so it is what it is. All right, guys. I thank you for listening, as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.
Peace.